Warning: this podcast contains foul language, sexual situations, and discussions of drugs and drinking. Yeah.
Welcome to Fuck Shakespeare,
a podcast for the Shakespeareanly challenged.
And anyone who really enjoys some saucy dick jokes.
Teachers, we might insult you a little bit, sorry. Okay, everybody,
enjoy!
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
I'm so glad it's not boiling in here.
Yeah, it's really pleasant in here right now.
Yeah.
So no fan noise this week.
Yes. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. And I'm Diana.
I'm Erin.
Yeah, and here we are back again, midsummer.
Okay, and so today we're still in the woods. Just a little recap. Puck put the juice on the wrong Athenian.
Because he's silly.
Well, also he didn't specify. Like, Oberon didn't specify.
I know, he didn't. And Oberon, well, to be fair, Oberon didn't know there were a bunch of Athenians running around the woods at night.
Right, he just said, you'll know him by his Athenian clothes. So yeah. Puck was like, oh, that's the one.
Okay, there he is.
Here we go.
Yeah, look the same. And it kind of also emphasizes that they are, you know, interchangeable.
Well, to the fairies, certainly.
Certainly to the fairies, you know.
Yeah, they're just stupid humans.
Yeah. Most often, at least when I've done the play, we break after that,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been intermission. So we come back from intermission with this scene that we're about to do, which is Act 3, Scene 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor lovers... really going through hell here.
It's a mess.
It's awful.
It's a mess.
Terrible for them. So it is the stuff of nightmares if you want to, you know, really consider it. And, you know, like people completely turning their whole character around and, right?
Yep. And not understanding what's going on.
Yeah.
Because both the women are like just thrown for a loop.
You know? They're completely befuddled. And it's like people are speaking the wrong language or something.
Let's talk about the women for a second.
Yeah.
They've been friends for a long time, since they were wee.
Yeah, and Helena's going to tell us about that in this scene,
yeah.
About their childhood adventures together. But I feel like, you know, maybe just as teenagers do experiment with same-sex things or go through...
I didn't think you were going to go here.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, let's do it. But, you know, I mean, all of us have that where we consider that briefly or whatever, or longer, you know, depending on who we are.
Yeah.
But I think everybody goes through that, right?
Yeah.
And so maybe for at least it sounds, and you'll see when you see the language, it sounds to me like maybe Hermia was Helena's first love.
Aww.
You know?
Yeah.
And then to be turned... the tables on her so badly after all that. Like,
and I get the feeling about Helena that people have made fun of her all her life because she's so quick to jump to the conclusion that they're taunting her.
Yeah.
They're making fun of her.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that comes from someone who that's their norm, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't jump to that conclusion.
No.
Unless
somehow you were made to feel that.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
So maybe she's too tall.
Well, she is supposed to be very tall, right?
She's supposed to be tall.
Yeah.
And just like we always, like, I always certainly envy the things that I don't have, you know? Like,
we all do that.
Erin has beautiful curly hair. I want curly hair, right? So, you know, maybe she's tall and willowy, and I think Hermia envies that a little bit, right?
Yeah, right.
But so they make fun of the thing that they wish they had.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
why are we my
and so okay, a little side. People, you don't know how beautiful you are. And here's the truth. You're gonna look back on pictures of you as you are in this very moment, and you're gonna go, why didn't I understand how beautiful I was when I was X age?
Yeah.
Because you are beautiful, and it takes you being removed by several years and then looking back to go, oh, fuck.
Damn.
How come I thought I wasn't beautiful? I was beautiful or handsome or, you know, whatever. The point is you are beautiful just as you are right at this moment if you can just let yourself believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. I'm off my soapbox.
Look in the mirror and say, I love myself just as I am.
Or just say, I love you.
I love
as
you.
As you look in the mirror. I love you.
You sweet person in the mirror.
Yeah.
Try it.
Try it.
It works.
Whatever. I've never done it, but yeah.
Hey. I'm not supposed to say that.
But it's true. I haven't. I just speak from experience of looking at pictures of me when I was a teenager and I thought I was awkward and I was beautiful. Or when I was a 20-something and I thought I was fat and I was beautiful. Or when I was 30-something and you know, and I was tired because I was a new mother and I was beautiful. Like, you know.
We pick out all of our worst things and hold them up and go, no, but see?
Look, I have a this.
Yeah. Mm.
How can I be beautiful? I have a this.
I'm so short.
Yeah.
I must be ugly.
Right. Okay, let's do this.
Yeah. And the other thing that I'm struck by the more I read this play is that Oberon is a fucking asshole, okay?
He is an asshole.
He's a jealous douchebag.
He is. Don't be a jealous douchebag.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. So here he is. Okay. He sent Puck off on his duties and...
You said duty.
Yeah, he's just sitting around. I said duty. He's sitting around waiting to see what the outcome is, right?
Yep.
I wonder if Titania be awaked. Then what it was that next came in her eye, which she must dote on in extremity. So extremity.
To an oomph degree.
Yeah.
To as extreme as it can be.
Yeah. Remember that the flower brings on madness, not just love, right? Here comes my messenger. How now, mad spirit? What night rule now about this haunted grove?
Night rule?
Just night activity.
Yeah,
you know?
What's night activity?
Yeah, he wants to know who's having sex around here.
Yeah.
Did you do the thing I told you to do?
Yeah. And is she screwing some spider or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Puck says, my mistress with a monster is in love. Near to her close and consecrated bower, while she was in her dull and sleeping hour, a crew of patches, rude mechanicals, that work for bread upon Athenian stalls.
Okay. So consecrated, the fairies had put spells on it to make it safe, right? Mm-hmm. And special. And and her dull and sleep. She was just, you know,
asleep.
Her senses were dulled.
Yeah.
Patches are like clowns, fools, poor people.
See, even then.
And rude mechanicals, ignorant working men.
See, even then.
Yeah. Puck is so fucking judgy here, right?
Yeah.
That work for bet on the stalls, there are the market booths, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. We're met together to rehearse a play intended for great Theseus' nuptial day. Nuptial, I almost said. What's nuptial? Nuptial day. The shallowest thick skin of that barren sort who Pyramus presented in their sport forsook his scene and entered in a brake.
Yeah, thick skin's just a blockhead, yeah? Mm-hmm. And barren is stupid, like barren not having anything in your brain.
Right, so he's the stupidest of the stupids.
Yeah.
Right. And he was playing Pyramus, and he left his scene, and he went and hid in the bushes because he was waiting for his cue.
Yep, he was supposed to exit.
Yep. When I did him at this advantage take, an ass's knoll I fixed on his head.
Knoll is just a noodle, a head, right? Mm. An extra head.
Anon, his thisbe must be answered. And forth my mimic comes, when they him spy, as wild geese that the creeping fowler eye, or russet-painted choughs, may in sort, oh my God, or russet-painted choughs, many in sort, rising and cawing at the gun's report, sever themselves and madly sweep the sky. So, at his sight, away his fellows fly.
So here's a bird thing again.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
So he's talking about, like, all of the mechanicals ran away as if they were birds when they hear the first shot from the gun.
Right.
You know.
So he does geese, and he also does jackdaws.
Choughs or jackdaws. And,
is that because of the noise they make?
Yeah, I guess. You know, like, right? Running, mm-hmm. running and screaming. And yeah. And forth my mimic. My mimic is an actor.
Yeah.
So now Puck is the director of this new character. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're running and scattering like birds when they hear the shot go off.
Yep.
And
so at his sight away his fellows fly. And at a stump, here o'er and o'er one falls, he murder cries and help from Athens calls. Their sense thus weak, lost their fears thus strong, made senseless things begin to do them wrong.
Yeah. So one guy fell over a stump and rolled around and then cried and thought it was a murderer who was grabbing his foot, right? And then their sense thus weak, all of their senses were impaired by the fact that Puck was torturing them all over the place. Remember we said last time he was like a hound, a fire, all different things, a boar, right?
Right.
So made senseless things, inanimate objects, begin to do them harm, right?
Right, right. Yeah. For briars and thorns at their apparel snatch, some sleeves, some hats, from yielders all things catch. I led them on in this distracted fear and left sweet Pyramus translated there.
Yeah, transformed.
Yeah.
So far has he told Oberon anything about Titania falling in love?
No.
Oberon's probably standing there tapping his foot like, get on with it, fucker! What the fuck? Right?
When in that moment, so it came to pass, Titania waked and straightway loved an ass!
He's so proud of himself, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's really proud. And Oberon's a little jealous. This falls out better than I could devise. But hast thou yet latched the Athenian's eyes with the love juice as I did bid thee do?
I took him sleeping. That is finished too. And the Athenian woman by his side, that when he waked, of force she must be eyed.
Yeah, he's like, what do you take me for? Of course I did your thing, whatever. Yeah. Latched is just anointed.
Yeah.
And then here comes Hermia and Demetrius.
Yeah.
So wrong. Stand close. This is the same Athenian.
This is the woman, but not this the man.
And Demetrius.
Oh, wait, so I'm playing against myself.
Oh, yes, you are. That's okay.
Okay. Oh, why rebuke you him that loves you so? Lay breath so bitter on your bitter foe. And Hermia says, now I but chide, but I should use thee worse, for thou, I fear, hast given me cause to curse. If thou hast slain Lysander in his sleep, being o'er shoes in blood, plunge in the deep and kill me too.
Kill me too. And then there's 6 beats of silence.
Yeah.
Like she's waiting for an answer and he doesn't say anything.
Right.
Because he's confused. What are you talking about?
Right. I didn't kill Lysander.
Right. And so now I but chide, but I should wait till I get going. I haven't even begun to kick your ass. Right.
The sun was not so true unto the day as he to me. Would he have stolen away from sleeping Hermia? I believe as soon this whole earth may be bored, and that the moon may through the center creep, and so displease her brother's noontide. Okay, with
Antipodes.
Antipodes.
Yeah. So I would sooner believe that the sphere of the earth
would be born.
Got a hole drilled through the middle of it, and that the moon slips through that hole and bothers the sun on the other side with the Antipodes, the other people on the other side of the earth.
And
so the moon's like, hello, fucking you up now.
It cannot be, but thou hast murdered him. So should a murderer look, so dead, so grim. Demetrius says, so should the murdered look, and so should I, pierced through the heart with your stern cruelty. Yet you, the murderer, look as bright, as clear, as yonder Venus in her glimmering sphere.
There's the sphere again, guys.
And Hermia says, what's this to my Lysander? Where is he? Good Demetrius, wilt thou give him me?
Yeah, so what the fuck does this have to do with Lysander?
Yeah.
You praising me?
Yeah.
Give me an answer, you fuck.
Yeah. And Demetrius says, I had rather give his carcass to my hounds. And Hermia now
picks up on the hounds cue.
Out, dog! Out, cur! Thou drivest me past the bounds of maiden patience. Maiden, oof! Thou drivest me past the bounds of maiden's patience. Hast thou slain him, then? Henceforth be never numbered among men. Oh, once tell true, even for my sake. Durst thou have looked upon him being awake, and hast thou killed him sleeping? Oh, brave touch! Could not a worm, an adder, do so much? An adder did it, for with double tongue than thine, thou serpent, never adder stung. Oh, so she's yelling at him now.
Yeah, she's really like, you killed him in his sleep, you cowardly fuck, right? Oh, brave
how
touch.
How brave to kill him in his sleep.
Noble, noble exploit. A worm is also a snake, so some kind of snake You are.
And an adder is a poisonous snake, and a double tongue is, he's speaking out of both sides of his mouth, right?
Yeah, so yeah. She's comparing him to an adder.
Right. Yeah. And Demetrius says, you spend your passion on a misprized mood. I am not guilty of Lysander's blood, nor is he dead, for aught that I can tell.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. Misprized mood, mistaken anger, right? Yeah. Your anger is coming for no reason.
And Hermia says, I pray thee tell me then that he is well. And Demetrius says, and if I could, what should I get therefor? A privilege never to see me more. And from thy hated presence part I so. See me no more, whether he be dead or no.
She flounces out. Do not fucking follow me.
Demetrius, there is no following her in this fierce vein. Here, therefore, for a while I will remain. So sorrow's heaviness doth heavier grow, for debt that bankrupt sleep doth sorrow owe, which now in some slight measure it will pay, if for his tender here I make some stay.
Yeah, so he's sad that it turned out this way. So he's saying that sadness makes you more sleepy, right? And you get sadder when you're tired.
Right.
So I might as well take a little rest here.
Take a little nap.
For his tender,
here.
I will pay that sadness back, right? For his tender. So he lies down and sleeps. But sometimes you've seen it that maybe Oberon makes him sleep, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Makes him feel sleepy.
Yep.
So, because he's like, wait a minute, we have
this
to fix.
This is not right.
We gotta fix this shit. What hast thou done? Thou hast mistaken quite, and laid the love juice on some true love's sight. Of thy misprison must perforce ensue some true love turned, and not a false turned true.
And Puck says, then fate o'errules that one man holding troth, a million fail, confounding oath on oath.
So troth is faith. So he's like, really? If one guy is faithful, then I'll believe that, you know, a million have turned because
none of them are faithful.
Yeah, right. It'll invalidate the fact that millions have not been faithful.
Right. Including you, Oberon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the wood goes swifter than the wind, and Helena of Athens, look thou find. All fancy sick she is and pale of cheer, with sighs of love that cost the fresh blood dear. By some illusion, see thou bring her here. I'll charm his eyes against she do appear. So fancy sick, she's love sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sighs, her sighs make her pale. They cost the fresh blood, so they're draining the blood from her cheeks, mm-hmm. right? And against he do in anticipation of her coming.
Right. Yeah. Puck, I go, look how I go. Swifter than arrow from the Tartar's bow.
And the Tartar, you're going to hear this again later in the scene, are the followers of Genghis Khan. So like Asians, dark Asians, you know. Who
My mother tells me that we have Tartar blood.
Mm, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
So Oberon is going to cast his spell and notice that every single line of this little spell rhymes together. Flower of this purple dye, hit with Cupid's archery. Sink in apple of his eye, when his love he doth espy. Let her shine as gloriously as the Venus of the sky. When thou wak'st, if she be by, beg of her for remedy. So he really wants Demetrius to be
in love
back,
with Helena.
Really in love with Helena.
Yeah. Right? And Puck. Captain of our fairy band, Helena is here at hand, and the youth mistook by me, pleading for a lover's fee. Shall we their fond pageant see? Lord, what fools these mortals be.
Super famous line there, right? Fond pageant is their love play. So it's another one of those Shakespeare alludes to being
an
on
actor,
stage.
Right.
He reminds you that you're on stage. So if you're uncomfortable, you're having a hard time, he's like, it's just actors, it's okay. Stand aside. The noise they make will cause Demetrius to awake.
Puck. Then will two at once woo one. That must needs be sport alone. And those things do best please me that befall preposterously.
He loves
chaos.
Yes, he loves torturing the humans. Lysander and Helena come in, so. Why should you think that I should woo in scorn? Scorn and derision never come in tears. Look, when I vow, I weep, and vows so born, in their nativity all truth appears. But derision is mockery, right? Mm-hmm. And he's saying vows born of tears must be true.
Right. So, and I'm weeping, so therefore it must be true.
Must be true. Yeah. How can these things in me seem scorn to you, bearing the badge of faith to prove them true?
Yeah, he's crying. The tear.
Crying. The badge, yeah. Yeah. And Helena, you do advance your cunning more and more. When truth kills truth, oh, devilish holy fray. These vows are Hermia's. Will you give her o'er? Weigh oath with oath, and you will nothing weigh. So advance.
Put out there.
Yep. Yeah. Hold high. Devilish holy. It's like upside down, right?
Right,
the world
right.
has turned in the wrong way. Like the world has turned in the Oberon
yeah, right.
and Titania feud,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. And so she's saying you put both of your oath to Hermia and your oath to me in a scale, and they're both going to weigh zero.
Right.
They're nothing, right? Your vows to her and me put in two scales will even weigh, and both as light as tails. I had no judgment when to her I swore, nor none in my mind now you give her o'er. Demetrius loves her, and he loves not you.
Oh, Helen, goddess, nymph, perfect, divine. This is Demetrius, if you hadn't guessed.
Yeah.
To what, my love, shall I compare thine eyne? Crystal is muddy. Oh, how ripened show thy lips. Those kissing cherries tempting grow. So he's looking at her from head to toe. Like,
yeah.
ooh, eyes, ooh, lips, ooh, boobies.
Yes,
oh,
kissing yeah. cherries.
Yeah. That pure, congealed, white, high Taurus snow fanned with the eastern wind. Fanned with the eastern wind, turns to a crow when thou hold'st up thy hand. Oh, let me kiss this princess of pure white, this seal of bliss.
Boy, he is really over the top,
over
right?
over the top because he's mad.
Yeah, because
he's insane with love.
So look at that first line, you guys. When you have a line like that, that has a bunch of things in a list, you want to climb that ladder and think that the last thing is the most important and most exciting, right? So you have Helen, that's the first thing he sees, and then he thinks she's a goddess, a nymph. We're continuing that theme of the nymphs who run through the mm-hmm. forest and are cast spells, perfect and divine,
God-like.
Right? So she's a goddess, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the Taurus is a mountain range, so he's comparing the snow on the top of the mountain to her beautiful hand, which is beautiful and white. That was a prized quality in Elizabethan women, mm-hmm. right? So your white hand makes the snow look black.
The pure snow on top of a mountain that no one goes to.
That no one touches. Yeah we're not talking where the Huskies go. That's an old song. Sorry. So, Helena. Oh, spite! Oh, hell! I see you all are bent to set against me for your merriment. If you were civil and knew courtesy, you would not do me this much injury. Can you not hate me, as I know you do, but you must join in souls to mock me too? If you were men, as men you are in show, you would not use a gentle lady so to vow and swear and superpraise my parts. I love that word, superpraise. When I am sure you hate me with your hearts. You both are rivals and love Hermia, and now both rivals to mock Helena. A trim exploit, a manly enterprise, to conjure tears up in a poor maid's eyes with your derision. None of noble sort would so offend a virgin and extort a poor soul's patience all to make you sport.
Wow. Yeah. Sort, extort, sport.
Yeah, triple rhyme there at the end. She's getting serious, right? So she's just really upset that why would they
make fun of her like this?
Yeah, and gang up on her.
Right, she knows that they love Hermia.
Like, it's one thing, Demetrius has been nasty to her, but, like, Lysander, she can't make head or tail of it. She can't
right.
understand.
Yeah.
Lysander. You are unkind, Demetrius. Be not so, for you love Hermia. This, you know, I know. And here, with all goodwill, with all my heart, in Hermia's love, I yield you up my part. And yours of Helena to me bequeath, whom I do love and will do to my death. My death.
All right. But, like, how fucked up is that? Have you ever, I mean, this happened to me in college where two friends, I had dated one. The other one wanted to date me. The first one and I broke up, and he told the second one,
you have my permission to go ahead and date her. And I was like, ew, fuck, no, I make that choice.
Right.
Nobody makes that for me. You don't get to, like, sell me off to the highest bidder. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
But that's what he's doing here. He's like, I'll trade you.
Right.
I'll trade you.
You have this one, I'll take that one.
Yeah. Which, again, you know,
it's
they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
whatever.
Gross.
Not valuing them for who they are at all. And Helena, never did mockers waste more idle breath.
And Demetrius, Lysander, keep thy Hermia. I will none. If e'er I loved her, all that love is gone. My heart to her but as guestwise sojourned. And now to Helen is it home returned. There to remain.
Helen, it is not so.
Guest-wise,
right? I was just a guest.
I was a guest.
in Hermia's love.
Yeah.
And now I'm back to where I should be, back at home.
Yep. Disparage not the faith thou dost not know, lest to thy peril thou abide it dear.
Yeah, pay for it, atone for it. You're gonna. So disparage not the faith thou dost. You don't even know the level of faith that I have had for Helena.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Jerk, because he's left her for so long.
Look where thy love comes. Yonder is thy dear, pointing at Hermia.
Yeah.
And Hermia comes in. Oh, dark night, that from the eye his function takes, the ear more quick of apprehension makes.
So night impedes my sight, but it makes my hearing sharper, right? So it takes away one sense, but it gives you another one that's better. Right?
Wherein it doth impair the seeing sense, it pays the hearing double recompense. Thou art not by mine eye, Lysander, found. Mine ear, I thank it, brought me to thy sound. But why unkindly didst thou leave me so?
Why should he stay, whom love doth press to go?
What love could press Lysander from my side?
Lysander's love, that would not let him bide. Fair Helena, who more engilds the night than all yon fiery o's and eyes of light. So engilds makes golden,
shining,
makes shining. Right. Helena's making the night shine. Then all yon fiery o's. It could be the stars, or he could be looking at Hermia and going, much better than your eyes.
Yeah.
So either one, that's the actor's choice, I think. Why seek'st thou me? Could not this make thee know the hate I bear thee made me leave thee so?
You speak not as you think. It cannot be.
Yeah. So here comes a triple rhyme again, and then the rhyming completely stops.
Wait a minute, though. It's actually quadruple. B, confederacy, three, me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So quadruple rhyme, and then it stops, means this is getting ugly.
Yeah.
It's not funny anymore.
Right.
Right? Lo, she is one of this confederacy. Now I perceive they have conjoined all three to fashion this false sport in spite of me. Fucking fuck, right?
Right.
A lot of F's
you all
there.
Together,
right?
Yeah.
Banding up. Now Hermia's joined in on this fucking mockery team. It's terrible. And in spite of me, to spite me.
Right.
Injurious Hermia, most ungrateful maid, have you conspired? Have you with these contrived to bait me with this foul derision? Bait is torment, right? Derision, mockery. Is all the counsel that we two have shared, the sisters' vows, the hours that we have spent when we have chid the hasty-footed time for parting us, is all forgot? All school-days friendship, childhood innocence? Yeah, so this now she's going to describe their childhood.
Yeah. Hasty-footed time, meaning time flew too fast when we were together.
When we were together.
And we had to part. It was sad.
And we had to go home to dinner, and we couldn't believe it was over. The day was over, right? And we, all the counsel, right? We were always in each other's confidence and kept each other's secrets, right? Now, there's some interesting conversation here. So I just want to, we'll point it out at the end, but I want you to notice some of the words because it's very, I think, heavy lesbian imagery here.
Okay.
So see what you think. We, Hermia, like two artificial gods, artificial means skilled in art, like being able to create, have with our needles created both one flower, both on one sampler, sitting on one cushion, both warbling of one song, both in one key, as if our hands, our sides, voices, and minds had been incorporate.
In one body.
So we grew together like a double cherry. seemingly parted, but yet an union in partition. So what do we say when we have a cherry? We're a virgin, right? If your cherry isn't popped yet.
Yeah.
So a double cherry, two virgins together, seemingly, like apparently parted, but really actually one.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Two lovely berries molded on one stem. So with two seeming bodies, but one heart. So we've got heart again, which is clitoris, cunt, yeah. Heavy lesbian imagery, I think. Mm-hmm. Or not intentionally lesbian, but two girls who really,
like,
you know,
girl crushes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two of the first, like coats in heraldry, due but to one and crowned with one crest.
Mm.
So that's an interesting image. That means, like, you take the crest of the wife and the crest of the husband and you put them together to make a new crest for the couple.
The new household, right.
The new household. So that's really talking about marriage there, right? And will you rent our ancient love asunder to join with men in scorning your poor friend? It is not friendly. 'Tis not maidenly. Our sex as well as I may chide you for it, though I alone do feel the injury.
So we talked in Romeo and Juliet about how friend can mean lover.
Mm-hmm.
Often does.
So it's not friendly. It's not loverly, right?
Yeah.
It's not like someone who loves me.
And I also love to join with men.
Yeah.
Like, you'll tear our ancient love to bits to join men in making fun of me.
So there's really some push-pull about, like,
girls.
Where do your you know, alliances lie? Where do your loyalties lie?
Yeah.
Not with your own sex, right?
Right. And other girls might chide you for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Hermia says, I am amazed at your passionate words. I scorn you not. It seems that you scorn me.
Yeah, and that's a really great single beat line.
Yeah.
So when you have a line that's all single beats, guys, I scorn you not. It seems that you scorn me. That's like, it's like rapid gunfire.
Yeah.
And that means things are getting nasty.
Heated.
She's getting mad. Have you not set Lysander, as in scorn, to follow me and praise my eyes and face? And made your other love, Demetrius, who e'en but now did spurn me with his foot, to call me goddess, nymph, divine and rare, precious celestial? Wherefore speaks he this to her he hates? And wherefore doth Lysander deny your love so rich within his soul and tender me, forsooth, affection, but by your setting on, by your consent?
Right. So you set this all up. This wouldn't have happened without your okay.
Consent. I love it as a line ending. It's like, you cunt.
Yeah.
You bitch. Right?
Yeah.
You made them do it. What though I be not so in grace as you, so hung upon with love, so fortunate, but miserable most, to love unloved, this you should pity rather than despise.
I understand not what you mean by this.
I do. Persever. Counterfeit sad looks. Make mouths upon me when I turn my back. Wink each at other. Hold the sweet jest up. This sport well carried shall be chronicled.
So basically, talk about me behind my back.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Keep pretending. And then wink.
Yeah.
At each
wink
other.
And make faces, make mouths, right? Mm-hmm. And well carried, that you managed this so well, and you're going to go tell everybody back in Athens, right?
Right.
Chronicled.
How funny it was.
Everyone's going to talk about
this
it.
This is why I think people have been cruel to her all her life.
Before. And even from, like, the way that she's titled Old Nader's Helena, it's like Nader was trying his whole life to have a kid, and then he finally did.
Yeah, right. And it was a girl.
Something, it was a girl. Yeah. If you have any pity, grace, or manners, you would not make me such an argument. But fare you well. 'Tis partly my own fault, which death or absence soon shall remedy. So argument is a subject matter for your jokes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And Lysander. Stay, gentle Helena. Hear my excuse, my love, my life, my soul, fair Helena. Oh, excellent.
Sweet, do not scorn her so. If she cannot entreat, I can compel.
So that was Demetrius.
Yeah. So I'll make her stay.
If you, you know, if Hermia can't make you stop by asking you to, I can force you. I can make you.
Oh, he's saying that to Lysander.
Yeah,
he's saying that
to Lysander.
Oh, shut up.
So if Hermia's, you know, nice entreaties don't stop you from saying stupid shit,
yeah,
I can make you. Thou canst compel no more than she entreat. Thy threats have no more strength than her weak prayers. Helen, I love thee. By my life, I do. I swear by that which I will lose for thee to prove him false that says I love thee not.
And Demetrius says, I say I love thee more than he can do.
Yeah, so Lysander swears by his life, by the thing that he is going to lose now if he fights Demetrius, right? If thou say so, withdraw and prove it too.
And Demetrius says, quick, come. Lysander, where to tends all this?
Away, you Ethiop. Yikes. Now it's getting racist.
Yeah.
So an Ethiop is a black person. Typically, Hermia is dark of hair.
No, no. He'll seem to break loose. Take on as you would follow, but yet not... No, no. He'll seem to break loose. Take on as you would follow, but yet come not. You are a tame man. Go.
Hang off, thou cat, thou burr, vile thing, let loose, or I will shake thee from me like a serpent.
So what is Hermia doing to Lysander?
She's holding him.
She's hanging on him.
And that's who he's talking to.
Yeah. And Hermia says, why are you grown so rude? What changes this sweet love?
Thy love. Out, tawny Tartar, out. Yep. And again.
Swarthy.
Racial slurs, insults, reference to her being dark. Out, loathed medicine, hated potion, hence.
Do you not jest?
Yes, sooth, and so do you. So Helena is amazed that, like, they're carrying it this far.
Yeah, right.
Right? And Lysander says, Demetrius, I will keep my word with thee.
And Demetrius says, I would I had your bond, for I perceive a weak bond holds you. I'll not trust your word.
Yeah, a weak bond. A woman holding you, right? So, implies that Lysander is not trying really hard to get away.
Yeah.
So that Lysander is using Hermia holding him back to pretend that he's trying to be...
Yeah, that he's ready to go fight.
Go fight, yeah. What? Should I hurt her? Strike her? Kill her dead? Although I hate her, I'll not harm her so.
And Hermia says, what? Can you do me greater harm than hate? Hate me? Wherefore? Oh me, what news, my love? Am not I Hermia? Are not you Lysander? I am as fair now as I was erewhile. Since night you loved me, yet since night you left me. Why then you left me? Oh, the gods forbid. In earnest, shall I say?
Yeah, she is just figuring it out now, right?
He really left her for real.
For real. So I fair now as I was there. Well, just a little while ago, I'm the same pretty as I am right now.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. And since night just means last night, right? The last night. Last night you loved me and then you left me. What happened? And then she's working it out in real time. I, by my life, and never did desire to see thee more. Therefore, be out of hope, of question, of doubt. Be certain, nothing truer. 'Tis no jest that I do hate thee and love Helena.
And Hermia turns on Helena.
Yeah.
Oh, me! You juggler! You canker blossom! You thief of love! What, have you come by night and stolen my love's heart from him?
Fine, I've faith. Fuck off,
right?
Not me. Juggler is just like, yeah, somebody who manipulates the situation. Canker blossom, worm that is destroying the bud of love, right? Mm-hmm. Her beautiful bud of love. And Helena's like, fuck the fuck off. All those F words. Have you no modesty, no maiden shame, no touch of bashfulness? What, will you tear impatient answers from my gentle tongue? Fie, fie, you counterfeit, you puppet, you.
Puppet? Why so? Aye, that way goes the game. Now I perceive that she hath made compare between our statures. She hath urged her height. And with her personage, her tall personage, her height forsooth, she hath prevailed with him. And are you grown so high in his esteem because I am so dwarfish and so low? How low am I, thou painted maypole? Speak, how low am I? Am I not yet so low but that my nails can reach unto thine eyes?
Yikes.
She's going to tear her eyeballs.
nipples from their sockets.
Launching herself with all her nails out like a cat, right? So she called her a puppet.
Oh, not real.
Not a real woman.
Yeah.
Like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
A doll. A puppet is a doll. And then Fi is fuck, guys. Yeah. Anytime you see it. Fuck, fuck, fuck you, counterfeit, you fucking, yeah?
Fake woman.
And so Hermia has decided that the quality that separates them is...
their height.
Their height. And that's it. And that Lysander must love tall women now, suddenly.
Or that Helena convinced him that to be tall is more beautiful.
Better,
right?
Yes, yeah. Better. Her personage, her figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And painted maple.
So you skinny, tall thing with too much makeup on.
Oh, dang. Them's fighting words. And Helena is terrified now because little Hermia is out for blood. I pray you, though you mock me, gentlemen, let her not hurt me. I was never cursed. I have no gift at all in shrewishness.
So she's calling Hermia a shrew, an
What's
obnoxious,
a shrew,
loud woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And shrews, that was a thing in Elizabethan times that shrews, women who were loud and obnoxious and spoke for themselves.
Did not get married.
Or if they did, they could be punished in public in ghastly ways.
In the stocks, right?
In the stocks. But actually, one of the most horrific things I read about was, I forgot what it's called, but it is an iron ball with spikes on it that they inserted into their mouth. And then closed their mouth with a headpiece, like, you know, a leather strap, and then led them through the streets like that. And this ended up in breaking all of their teeth.
Oh,
so they
God.
Couldn't speak anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So to be called a shrew, and there's a whole play about it, right? To be called a shrew was really a damn insult. It was horrible.
Today, we're all shrews, right? We stand up for ourselves.
Yes, long live the shrews.
Yeah, we wear it as a badge of honor.
Yes. Yeah. I know Helena's going to be all prissy about this now. I am a right maid for my cowardice. I'm proper. Mm-hmm. I'm very proper. I'm not a shrew. Let her not strike me. You perhaps may think because she is something lower than myself that I can match her.
Lower? Hark again!
So she's short. And... good Hermia, do not be so bitter with me. I evermore did love you, Hermia. Did ever keep your counsels, never wronged you. Save that in love unto Demetrius, I told him of your stealth unto this wood. He followed you, for love I followed him. But he hath chid me hence and threatened me to strike me, spurn me, nay, to kill me too. And now, so you will let me quiet go, to Athens will I bear my folly back and follow you no further. Let me go. You see how simple and how fond I am. So somebody must be holding her. Who's that somebody? Demetrius?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess they're both holding each one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. And Hermia says, why get you gone? Who is it that hinders you?
A foolish heart that I leave here behind.
What, with Lysander?
With Demetrius. She's like, you still don't get it. Oh, my God, I don't love Lysander, for God's sake, right? But Lysander doesn't get it either because, of course, he's charmed. He's been charmed. Be not afraid. She shall not harm thee, Helena.
No, sir, she shall not, though you take her part.
And Helena, oh, when she is angry, she is keen and shrewd. So the word shrewd is also alluding to her being a shrew, right? And then she brings in this other thing. She was a vixen when she went to school, and though she be but little, she is fierce.
Little again? Nothing but low and little. Why will you suffer her to flout me thus? Let me come to her.
Yeah, flout is mock. So now Hermia's the one feeling mocked, right?
Yeah.
And let me come to her.
Let go of me so I can tear her apart.
And Lysander throws her back, probably. This is very violent, yeah?
Yeah.
Get you gone, you dwarf, you minimus of hindering knotgrass maid, you bead, you acorn.
You are too officious in her behalf that scorns your services.
Yeah, so he's saying, I'm taking care of Helena.
Right,
you
she doesn't
don't
need your
need...
help.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And minimus, little tiny creature, knotgrass was said to hinder growth. So, but it's like something you stub your toe on, this little clump
Knob.
Of. Yeah, mm-hmm.
acorn is.
Yeah.
Okay. Let her alone. Speak not of Helena. Take not her part, for if thou dost intend never so little show of love to her, thou shalt abide it.
There we have that weird word again, yeah. Abide it. So you're going to pay for it if you even show her one little bit of love.
Yeah.
I will make you pay if you keep following her. Now she holds me not. Now follow if thou darest to try whose right of thine or mine is most in Helena.
So he's not being held back by Hermia anymore because he's thrown her off.
And now he's like, I'll fight you for her.
Yeah. And Demetrius.
Is that how it works?
No.
No.
And Demetrius, follow. Nay, I'll go with thee, cheek by jowl.
So cheek to cheek.
Yeah.
Jowl is a cheek also.
Yep.
So they exit right next to each other, trying to get out to some place where they can sword fight.
Right.
And Hermia says, you mistress, all this coil is long of you. Nay, go not back.
I will not trust you, I. So coil is a fight,
yeah.
Right? And long of you belongs to you. This is all your fault.
Yep.
Fucking bitch. I will not trust you, I, nor longer stay in your cursed company. Hard seas, you cunt, you fucking... Yeah. Your hands than mine are quicker for a fray. My legs are longer, though, to run away.
And Hermia. I am amazed and know not what to say.
And she goes off, too. And Oberon cannot fucking believe it. This is thy negligence. Still thou mistakest, or else committest thy knavery willfully.
Oh, believe me, King of Shadows, I mistook... Did not you tell me I should know the man by the Athenian garment he had on? And so far blameless proves my enterprise, that I have anointed an Athenian's eyes. And so far am I glad it did so sort, as their jangling I esteem a sport.
Jangling's just arguing, yeah? Thou seest these lovers seek a place to fight. Hie therefore, Robin, overcast the night. The starry welkin cover thou anon with drooping fog as black as Acheron. Okay, hi just means hurry, mm-hmm. Hasten. Welkin is the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, make the sky darker so they can't see each other. Acheron was the river of Hades, so it was a black water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And lead these testy rivals so astray as one come not within another's way.
So keep them apart from each other.
Yeah, I like testy.
Yeah.
It's like, it comes with testosterone.
Right? Yeah.
Like to Lysander, sometime frame thy tongue, then stir Demetrius up with bitter wrong. So he's instructing him to
sound
go
like
over
this
here,
one.
Sound like Lysander, go over here, and stir up Demetrius.
So leading them away from each other.
Yeah.
Though.
And sometime rail thou like Demetrius, and from each other look thou lead them thus. Till o'er their brows death counterfeiting sleep with leaden legs and batty wings doth creep. So death counterfeiting, it makes you look like you're dead,
mm-hmm.
Right? Sleeping.
I like batty wings.
Yes.
Sleep. Bat-like.
Bat-like. Then crush this herb into Lysander's eye, whose liquor hath this virtuous property to take from thence all error with his might and make his eyeballs roll with wonted sight. So that other thing that he said he had, this antidote, mm-hmm. Right? Liquor is juice. Wonted sight is his habitual.
The way he's, yeah.
The way he used to look
yeah.
And love Hermia, right? When they next wake, all this derision shall seem a dream and fruitless vision. And back to Athens shall the lovers wend with league whose date till death shall never end. So they'll forget all this mockery, wend, they're going to stroll on back to Athens and league with a partnership that will never end, mm-hmm. Right? Each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whiles I in this affair do thee employ, I'll to my queen and beg her Indian boy, and then I will her charmed eye release from monster's view, and all things shall be peace.
My fairy lord, this must be done with haste, for night's swift dragons cut the clouds full fast, and yonder shines Aurora's harbinger.
Yeah, so there were dragons that drew the chariot of the goddess of the night, and who's Aurora? The dawn.
Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and a harbinger is a herald, right? And
mm-hmm.
Somebody who announces. So there's a little peep of light that's announcing.
At whose approach ghosts wandering here and there troop home to churchyards,
Damn it, spirits all, that in crossways and floods have burial, already to their wormy beds are gone.
Yeah, because so the damned spirits. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's morning, so they're already gone back to their wormy beds.
Their wormy beds. And suicides were buried at crossroads. So they can't find their way home, I guess.
Yeah, that's horrible. For fear lest they should look their shames upon, they willfully themselves exile from light and must for aye consort with black-browed night.
So they can only haunt at night. And so he's setting up Oberon to say the next thing. But we are spirits of another sort. I, with the morning's love, have oft made sport. I can enjoy the light.
I don't have to fucking vampire.
Yeah, I don't have to run away. And like a forester, the groves may tread, even till the eastern gate, all fiery red, opening on Neptune with fair blessed beams, turns into yellow gold his salt green streams.
Mm, that's pretty.
So beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. He talks about walking in the light and in the sun and on the beaches, right? But notwithstanding, haste, make no delay. We may effect this business yet ere day.
Up and down, I will lead them up and down. I am feared in field and town. Goblin, lead them up and down. Oh, here comes one.
Where art thou, proud Demetrius? Speak thou now.
Here, villain, drawn and ready. Where art thou?
I'll be with thee straight.
Follow me then, to plainer ground.
And that was Puck imitating Demetrius.
Yeah.
And now here comes Demetrius.
Lysander, speak again. Thou runaway, thou coward, art thou fled? Speak, in some bush? Where dost thou hide thy head?
Thou coward, art thou bragging to the stars, telling the bushes that thou look'st for wars, and wilt not come?
Come, recreant, come, thou child, I'll whip thee with a rod. He is defiled that draws a sword on thee.
I love that last line. So first, a recreant is a coward, okay? But he is defiled that draws a sword on thee.
Yeah. Whoever fucks you is going to get a disease.
Going to get a disease.
A disease. Demetrius says, yea, art thou there? And Puck says, follow my voice. We'll try no manhood here.
Yeah. No gay fucking here. Lysander. Oh, he goes before me and still dares me on. He's tempting me with his ass. He's walking in front of me, shaking that ass. When I come where he calls. See? I mean, I'm not making this shit up. When I come where he calls, then he is gone. The villain is much lighter healed than I.
Ooh.
Such a fucking tease.
Yeah, but also light healed. That's what they said about gay men, that they were light healed.
See? Yeah. Oh. So we had the lesbian imagery previously. Oh. So, you know, not only are they interchangeable as couples, they're also interchangeable men and men and women and women.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
One big fuck fest.
Yes. I followed fast, but faster he did fly, that fucker. All those F words. That fallen am I in dark uneven way, and here will rest me. Come, thou gentle day. For if but once thou show me thy gray light, I'll find Demetrius and revenge this spite. And he falls down asleep.
Puck. Ho, ho, ho! Coward, why comest thou not? Demetrius says, abide me if thou darest, for well I wot thou run'st before me, shifting every place, and darest not stand nor look me in the face. Where art thou now? Come hither, I am here. Demetrius says, nay, then thou mock'st me. Thou shalt buy this deer, if ever I thy face by daylight see. Now go thy way. Faintness constraineth me to measure out my length on this cold bed. Thy day's approach, look to be visited.
Visited. In your bed. Constraineth just makes me, right? So I'm so tired, I just have to lie down a moment. And here comes Helena from a different direction. Oh, weary night. Oh, long and tedious night. Abate thy hour. Shine comforts from the east. So abate is shortened. Shortened night, can you please be shorter? I'm so tired of this night. Right?
Yeah.
And I may back to Athens by daylight, from these that my poor company detest, and sleep that sometimes shuts up sorrow's eye, steal me a while from mine own company.
So she lies down, and Puck says, yet but three.
Oh, come one more. Two of both kinds make up four.
Ah, here she comes, cursed and sad.
Cupid is a knavish lad, thus to make poor females mad. And Hermia, never so weary, never so in woe, bedabbled with the dew and torn with briars, I can no further crawl, no further go. My legs can keep no pace with my desires. Here will I rest me till the break of day. Heavens shield Lysander if they mean a fray.
She lies down. So notice she says, I can no further crawl. She should be crawling in.
Yep.
That's a direction.
And Puck, on the ground, sleep sound. I'll apply to your eye, gentle lover, remedy. When thou wakest, thou takest true delight in the sight of thy former lady's eye, and the country proverb known that every man should take his own in your waking shall be shown.
It's a triple shared line, a triple rhyme, right? So the happy stuff is coming back. It's okay.
Yeah.
Everything is going to work out.
Jack shall have Jill. Naught shall go ill. The man shall have his mare again, and all shall be well.
I'm going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be sweet Puck now, mm-hmm. right?
He's still enjoying the whole thing.
Yeah.
He thinks the whole thing is just
hilarious.
Yeah.
Puck should have a great old time with that scene, trying to be Demetrius and then trying to be Alexander. Very fun.
Okay.
Very
violent. Oh, look, and we're still under an hour. If we end now,
okay.
We can do it. I'm Erin.
And I'm Diana.
And this is from
Shakespeare.
And fuck a lot of people in the forest.
Yes. Oh, forest fucking.
Forest fucking. For additional fun shit from Fuck Shakespeare, you can head to our website at fckshakespeare.com.
Or find us on Instagram at fckshakespeare.
If you are enjoying this podcast,
you could support us for as little as 99 cents per month. Just click the support button on the page on Spotify or Anchor.
Tell your friends.